after school cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, theory, and practice for those who are interested in the activities students are involved with during out-of-school time. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Michael Wilson. The topic for today's podcast is food insecurity of youth, especially during out-of-school time. Food insecurity can be defined as a child not sure when and where their next meal will come from. According to articles published by Every Child Matters, children who are food insecure are more likely to require hospitalization. They may be at higher risk for chronic health conditions such as anemia and asthma. And food insecurity among young children is associated with poor physical quality of life, which may prevent them from fully engaging in daily activities such as school and social interactions with peers. Although hunger in the United States is often hidden, it remains widespread. According to data from Feeding America's annual research, the Map the Meal Gap study, which is sponsored by the D. Buffett Foundation, more than 41 million Americans struggle with hunger. This is a number that essentially has not changed from previous years. Since federal nutrition programs don't reach everyone in need, food banks help fill the gap. To discuss what services are available in our area, which addresses food insecurities, I interviewed Anna Burroughs and Laura White with the Houston Food Bank. We hope you enjoy this edition of the Making After School Cool podcast.
Making After School Cool.
Welcome back to the Making After School Cool podcast. And today I'm at the Houston Food Bank, and we're going to share some information on how kids and families and people in the community can have access to this valuable resource. So today, speaking on our podcast, we have
Anna Burroughs with the Houston Food Bank. I'm a community outreach specialist.
And Lauren White, I'm the community outreach coordinator.
So Anna, can you tell me a little, give me a little background information about the Houston Food Bank?
Okay, so the Houston Food Bank's mission is to provide food for better lives. Last year, we provided access to 104 million nutritious meals to 18 counties in the Southeast Texas throughout our 1,500 community partners, which includes food pantries, soup kitchens, social services providers, schools. We have a strong focus on healthy foods and fresh produce. We are a resource for individuals and families in times of hardship. In collaboration with our community, we advocate for policy change and promote dialogue on ways to increase access to food and to improve the lives of those we serve. Houston Food Bank works along our partners, food banks in Montgomery County, Galveston County, and Brazos Valley.
Well, it sounds like y'all have a really large service area. I was initially just thinking about helping people who live within Harris County, but you guys provide areas to really a whole bunch of the Gulf Coast and Southeast region. So in regards to schools, because schools, after school programs, like I think Anna, you mentioned food banks, can you tell me some services that are available in which kids can have access to some free food?
We actually have one of our programs is Backpack Buddy. Backpack Buddy is operated mostly in schools. We work with a school nurse and or counselor to bring these services to the school. The site staff actually identifies the student, the child for the program. Our parents can request it. It's a bag of food that goes home every Friday that contains six nutritious meals for the students. And this is free of charge. The only thing that we ask is that the parent signed a permission slip for in order for the child to receive the food, and the school will send the permission slip home with the child. We also have a school market, which is open to middle school and high schools only. The high schools and middle schools can only bring the program to the school, I should say. But it's open. Some sites are open to the community where they can go and receive food. And sometimes families are able to receive meat and other vegetables and produce, fresh fruit and vegetables at these markets. And families are only asked to bring an ID with them to do the initial intake, and they can return to these sites as often as the markets are available, as long as they're open to the community at these school sites.
And I know sometimes when families go through hardship, it's really difficult to ask for assistance. And I think as kids grow up and go through adolescence, sometimes when they may need some things just because of embarrassment or fear of being bullied or teased, sometimes they shy away from getting some services that they really qualify for. So sometimes the Backpack Buddies is an excellent program to help students so that they don't have that embarrassment.
Yes, one of the things that we ask is that the school makes it very confidential, and this is mostly done by having the students released at an earlier time, like at closer to the end of dismissal, to where the students come with their backpacks and their bags are placed in their backpacks. Sometimes we have seen that the bags are actually sometimes too large to fit in their actual backpack. So most schools will provide an additional bag where the child can take it in a separate bag other than their backpack. We have also darkened the bags. The bags used to be in a clear bag. We put it in a darker green bag, which is a little bit more, it's not so easily able to be seen, the items that have been included. Also, for our older kids, to keep our high school students engaged with the program, even though we don't have many high schools, we've had a counselor that actually had the parents come pick up the bags from the school. The counselor would call the parents once the bag arrived, and the parents would come and pick it up. Even though it's not physically being put in the hand of the child, the bag of food is still making it to the child, which is what we want, because it's getting to the entire household. Each sibling that attends the school gets to take home their own bag, so then the kids don't have to share, because most of the time these kids are already sharing. So the fact that they all have their own meals, they don't have to share cereal. All the items are shelf stable, so it's a really great program, and I really wish more schools would take part in the program.
Now, do you go out and inform schools about these programs, or how do schools find out about it?
For more information, of course, they can always check out our website, which is www.houstonfoodbank.org, and look under our programs that we have to find out more about the program. But we also try to attend different resource and community fairs that are going on, parent nights at the school. That way the parents can become aware. And because it's the counselors at the schools have to sign up, we really try to attend more of the community events and resource fairs, because that's more where we are to find teachers and things like that, so that way they can actually sign up, because then the parent has to go to the counselor, get the counselor to contact us, and that's a lot of back and forth when we can just deal directly with the person that we need to get the program started sooner, because that's our goal, is how fast we can get the school started so that the children can be served.
Now, schools that offer after-school programs, nonprofit organizations that offer after-school programs, do they qualify for any type of food assistance?
Yes, they can. There's a Kids Cafe program that they can request. For Kids Cafe, in order to be eligible for Kids Cafe, sites have to be in an area that is 50% or more eligible for students for free or reduced lunch. And so when requesting the programming, our recruiters identify that the site qualifies. Once they see that the site qualifies, then there's other paperwork parameters that we must go through in order for the site to be onboarded. But that site, we can provide breakfast and our lunch and a snack, depending upon the time. In the summertime, we do have open sites where the families can go to receive free meals during the summertime.
Okay. And now family makeups have kind of shifted. So there's really no such thing as traditional family. Single mothers, single dads, some kids are living with grandparents. Are there programs that can assist for seniors that may or may not have kids living with them?
Yes, we do have a program called the Senior Box Program. This program is for income eligible seniors to receive a box of non-perishable food items and a 2-pound block of cheese. We ask that the seniors bring an ID that includes a date of birth as well as a current income. We do have open sites at 160 locations where families can go to get to receive these boxes of non-perishable food items. If you're interested in learning more or finding other sites that may be in your area, please call 832-369-9390 for more information about the Senior Box program. And these are for individuals 60 and older.
And you did mention, I think earlier we were talking, you said that there was a program where adults who are working can also have access to some food from the Eastern Food Bank?
Yes, we have what's called Port Wall Pantry. Families must show a photo ID and two other forms of identification. They must also show proof of employment, which can be a paycheck or a pay stub from the employer, and it has to be dated within the 30-day range of the paycheck that you are bringing. If they are interested in scheduling an appointment, they can call 832-369-9304. They can discuss the hours of operation. They can also let them know other pantries that may be in their area or that may be closer to them instead of driving over here if we are not as close to them as another pantry may be. For those that may be unemployed, they can bring a photo ID along with two other forms of identification, and they will receive a box of food for a one-time only, and then they will be referred to a food pantry near them. But the working class is able to come and shop every month.
And I know sometimes, and we mentioned it a little bit earlier, that just because of embarrassment, could be a parent or the primary caregiver has been temporarily unemployed. And so sometimes people don't necessarily mention that they may be in need. What are some signs if you work at a school or you work at a youth center that may give you an indication that some kids may be struggling and may not have the basic needs like food that will kind of give you a hint that this may be the situation?
Well, for the schools we provide that participate in the Backpack Buddy program, we provide them a referral form, which, like I mentioned, that gives them key factors of things to look for. Some of those things are for children that are suffering from food insecurity. They often want seconds, but I know that can be even very hard because even like for us, when something is good to us, we always want to go back for something more. But most of the time with kids, they're asking everyone. They're asking their neighbor. They're asking this child, are you eating that? Are you going to eat this? I mean, even their temperament is different. You can tell it in their grades. My first year here, my manager shared with me a story about a little girl who was not on backpack, of course, but then got on backpack when school started, and it showed the increase in her grades from being on the program, from having food on a consistent basis. Whereas we as adults, we may miss meals or not have meals. We can deal with that hunger a little better. Kids cannot deal with that hunger. They get irritable. They start crying. That's why infants, of course, cry. But they don't know how to express it or suppress that feeling. And so they only know how to act and show emotion. And so from that is when I knew how beneficial the program was and how important food is just overall. We needed to survive, but how important it is for a kid to excel in education.
And for organizations or even individuals who may want to help the Houston Food Bank and volunteer, what are the steps would they take for being able to do that type of service?
Families can go on our website, HoustonFoodBank.org, under ways to give to find more volunteer opportunities that may be available and to sign up for an upcoming volunteer session.
Okay. And all of your food, people can't donate food. You already get the food, correct?
Yes. Families can donate food if they want to donate. Online, they do have a list of, most needed items. If they also know someone that may work on the program or at the food bank, they can even contact us to ask us for most needed items. Monetary donations are also greatly accepted, because all of that is beneficial. We are a huge grant-based program, so we use grant funding to supply the needs, but then that also kind of limits what we can do. We are grateful for our partnerships that we have with various organizations that allow us to do more, you know, because there's food is only one source, you know, that we're trying to fill. If there's a food need, most likely there are other needs that need to be met and are being missed as well. With that being said, we are working with Clothe by Faith, an organization right now where we are looking to provide socks and underwear and coats to our middle school and high school children. And we are looking to take donations for those programs. Now, they can donate with us or through the Clothe by Faith organization, because older, I have seen so many high school students that are actually on their own more than what I know. And they are slipping through the cracks. We provide underwear for our elementary kids through another program called Undies for Everyone. But unfortunately, due to the sizes, we miss our middle school and high school kids. So Clothe by Faith can provide large sizes. All sizes is what I should say. So I'm working on that. So if there's anyone that is able to direct me to someone or is willing to assist me with that, will be greatly appreciated, because I want to serve the whole person.
Any other closing comments?
No, not for me. I just greatly appreciate all of our sites for partnering with us and working with us. I know that we do have our challenges at times, but for us here at the food bank, we just remember the why we do what we do. It's very important that we stay focused on that, because that is what keeps us pushing every day, is, again, to make food for better lives.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate y'all taking the time speaking with me. I'll put your contact information on the description, so if people need or want more information on how they can either support the Houston Food Bank, make donations, as well as possible sites or schools that their kids may be attending, how they could take advantage of the services in case of need, that'll all be put on the description of this podcast. Again, we appreciate you for all the work that you're doing and for being a part of our Making After School Cool podcast.
Thank you.
Making After School Cool.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast, where our topic was food insecurities of youth. I want to thank my guests, Anna Burrows and Lauren White of the Houston Food Bank. Please join us on future broadcasts as we continue to explore issues that are relevant to the needs of out-of-school time.